Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
And we'll welcome you back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. We're with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, to begin our Wrestling Locker Room Chats for this evening. Coach, you actually had a couple different activities. Let's go back first to the Concordia Duel Tournament that you competed in on Friday. You finished first place, winning over Concordia 72-12, Minneapolis 59-21, and Chapman 51-18. Also, I see that you got your 250th career dual victory at the meet. So, first of all, what does it mean to have those 250 wins and get that milestone, and how do you feel about the way the kids performed there in Concordia?
Well, it was very special, and I didn't really realize that anyone was keeping track and that kind of thing. But, you know, I've been around for a long time. This is my 31st year here in Beloit, you know, yeah, it's a great milestone, and I'm very proud of it. And we've had a lot of down years, and we've had some really good years. And this year, things are going very well. You know, we are currently 10-0 in dual meet competition this year, and I'm really proud of my team, the way they step up and handle dual meet competition. I mean, it was on Friday night over at Concordia. It was truly a team effort, and our kids really put together some nice duels and came away with some nice wins.
Saturday, you were at the Warcat Invitational there in Red Cloud, a fairly good finish for your team. You got fourth place overall as a team. First place finish for Zane Colson at 145. Definitely highlighted things for you. Blaine Harris at 113 took second. Also a second place finish for Creighton Johnson at 220. Those are some of the highlights. How do you feel overall about the way the kids wrestled there in Red Cloud on Saturday?
Well, as you know, it was a makeup tournament. We missed the Marysville tournament 3 weeks ago because of the ice, and mm-hmm. and we were just very fortunate to be able to make up, get into a tournament. It's not easy to get into a tournament midway through the season and jump into a tournament. And they were very gracious and let us in that tournament, and it turned out to be really good competition for our kids. And you know, and our kids stepped up and performed pretty well, and I was just really, really pleased. Like you said, Colson put together a nice tournament and winning it at 145 and a couple seconds there. You said Blaine Harris was second, and Creighton Johnson. They both put together a good day also. We had several other kids finish a medal. Camden Harris medaled. He was third place at 132. Caden Emmett was fourth at 120. Braden Kahn was fourth at 160, and Noah Easter was fourth at 285. So those kids took home some hardware, and that was really good to see those kids getting some wins, and they need that confidence in the final stretch of our season here.
Talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling here on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
And back in our locker room chats on KD Country 94 with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, competition coming up this week. You have a duel with Senior Night coming up on Thursday with Riley County. And then you'll go to Phillipsburg with Varsity and JV coming up on Saturday. Always a good tournament there in Phillipsburg. What are your thoughts on what you expect to see this week for your kids?
Well, Riley County duel will be interesting. Riley County's got a very nice team, and we're going to have our hands full Thursday night with Riley. As you said, it's going to be senior night, and we're going to honor our three seniors and take care of business on Thursday with that Riley County duel. Saturday, we travel to Phillipsburg. It's always a tough tournament. As you said, it's a varsity and a JV. They have two gymnasiums there, and they're able to wrestle the varsity in one gym and the JV on the other side. So it's really good that we can travel together our whole team could travel together and be together the whole day for a tournament situation there. The teams at Phillipsburg are Abilene, and Abilene is the number one ranked 4A team in the state, very tough. Beloit, El Saline, Ellsworth, Hill City, Hoxie, Lincoln, Marysville, Minneapolis, Norton, Oakley, Phillipsburg, Stockton, and Thomas More Prep out of Hayes. So a very good slate of teams there, and as always, it's going to be a very tough tournament for our kids. And like I said, our JV kids will also get matches in, and that's what we're looking for there. And it's pretty much our last tournament tournament, and then next week after that we have a league tournament. So, we're looking forward to it. Good competition, and we're pretty excited about it.
That's Andy Nimchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck here this week.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
And welcome you back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're joined by Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling team. Coach, fairly good showing for your team at the Warcat Invitational this weekend at Red Cloud, Nebraska. You finished in sixth place as a team with 104 points and got first place finishes from Byron Roney at 170, Roxton Brown at 182, Derek Nagley at 195, second place finish for Spencer Heiss at 145, and also Cameron Delaney, fourth at 138. Just overall looking at your team, how do you feel about the way your kids performed this weekend up in Red Cloud?
Yeah, another good day for the Bulldogs up in Nebraska. So a little tougher competition. We had some Kansas teams up there. Beloit joined in this year. I think maybe just a one-year deal, but they were there, added a little bit of flavor to the mix, I guess you'd say. And then, of course, Lincoln and Russell were there, and Russell's got some tough kids we see. So, yeah, it was kind of fun. We had, again, seen a lot of different, even Nebraska schools from last week. Now, there was, I guess Thayer Central was there, and we'd seen Red Cloud before, but the rest of them were kind of new. So, yeah, I was happy with the kids. They performed well and came out pretty well, I thought. And Cameron getting fourth, that was a good thing for him. Frank Sank, that's the first one he's placed at. And then James Roney, another kid that they didn't place but had a couple wins. So that was good for James. He's been here all 4 years and struggles to pull off a lot of wins and things, but he's still in there and still fighting hard. So, you know, he's really proud of all the kids. Spencer came up one short, but, you know, got a tough kid there in Zane Colson from, you know, Beloit Rock Hills co-op there. But, you know, Zane's a good kid, and we've got to figure out how to come back and get him, because that'll be a regional match. But,
you know, a lot of times I don't single out any wrestlers on the team, but I wanted to ask you about Derek Nagley a little bit, because this kid came back from an injury during football. He had to have surgery on, and man, he's just come right back into your lineup and just won in tournaments like it's nothing right now. How impressed are you with the way he's come back from that injury and just to get back into it so quick?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Derek's wrestled since he was in kids, so, you know, that always helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, you know, we talk about this a lot in the room, is just, you know, hey, this your last go-round. You know, you've done all this work for all these years. Let's, you know, go out and get the reward for it. And, you know, it's something that kind of picked up from football. You know, they you know, got that done there. And so I said, why not, you know, do something in wrestling here? So it's been good. Yeah, he seems to be pretty healthy and just has that mindset, I think, that he's going to win. And he's had the last couple weeks, he's had a couple tougher matches. So it wasn't, you know, I just went out and walked all over a kid, you know, was an easy kid or anything. He's had some bouts there. And so, yeah, it's obviously good to see. It's good to have him back in the room to, you know, give Roxanne and Byron a little bit more tangles there too. So just another, you know, in the practice room that helps. So, no, it's been great, and I hope Derek finishes well. he should set pretty well, you know, going into the state, you know, in the regional tournament, make it state and make some noise there. Like I said, it's the last time to do it. And he's right now, it's mentality and everything has been well. You know, that's one thing we work on a lot is just that mental focus of, you know, go out there and just get the job done. You're good enough, and I'll go out and prove it. So.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. We'll talk about what's coming up this week for the Bulldogs after the break on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Vetker Supply, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs wrestling team. Coach, originally you didn't have anything planned for this week, but since you had one of the tournaments earlier this season that you missed, you will head over to Beloit on Thursday for a couple duels with Beloit and Riley County. Just overall thoughts, what do you think about these two teams that you're going to see coming up on Thursday, and how big is it to have this added into your schedule since you missed one earlier?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I kind of got on the track wrestling to look around, see if there's anything available this week, and that was, you know, 30-some miles away, so why not? And Beloit was kind enough to let us come over and join in. Beloit's out of competition points. The way I understand it, he may have a few kids, you know, can wrestle, maybe some JV kids, so we may not match up with Beloit as well. Like I say, it was nice to see them this last weekend. But Riley County, they're wide open, so we can have a nice duel with them. They've got, I know, a lot of kids out, so should get everybody a match, at least one match. And, you know, a lot of times what happens with my, because I got junior high going on here at the same time, and so junior high goes out to Hill City Thursday, and then we go Friday to a Hoisington tournament with my junior high. So this kind of time, it's one of those where, you know, all that time off, I'd like to have some competition because we, you know, I don't want to get too relaxed before the final run here. But so it's good. Yeah, they let us in, and we're going to go over there and at Beloit and tangle a little bit anyway, at least get a match in. And it's kind of nice to duel. We don't get to do much dueling anymore with the way things are set up. So it'll be fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck this week with your competition at Beloit.
Yeah, and Dusty, if you don't care, I'll add one more thing. John Chapman out at Hill City had a bad car accident, and I just would like to, you know, say some prayers for him and you know, pass that on. It's a fellow wrestler. It's kind of neat having a wrestling family. You get to know these kids, and just a neat kid from whatever, you know, whenever we've wrestled in the Rocks and wrestling last year, Dex wrestled in this year, and just, you know, a very polite kid. And I just, our thoughts are with him and his family and the wrestling community of Hill City. So just wanted to add that in, and thank you, and appreciate everything you do.
Yep, thanks, Coach.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, your team competing this past week with a duel against Norton, and then you had the MCL Northwest Kansas, Western Kansas Tournament of Champions on Friday there in Ellis. Let's go back to that duel with Norton. Clearly you knew they were a very good team. You fall 57-10 there at home. What stood out there on Thursday with the duel with the Blue Jays?
Well, it was kind of a butt whooping. There's no really ways other to put it than that. I wasn't totally disappointed, you know, because we did have some kids wrestle some kids better matches than they had previously, and those types of situations. But they kind of took it to us.
So then on Friday, you competed at the Western Kansas Tournament of Champions, as I mentioned. A fairly good showing for your team. No real surprise, Norton took the team championship, but you guys got second. First place finishes for Colton Hutchinson at 145, Chase Ryan at 170, and Caden Meitler at 182. And then some others had some very good finishes for your team as well. What were your thoughts of the tournament there on Friday at Ellis?
Yeah, our kids went in. I thought we competed decently well, and you know, every time we stepped on the mat, it seemed like we got a little bit better. So that's what our main concern is. Generally, is to get better and, you know, compete every time you step out on the mat. But yeah, Colton, you know, he had a great match. That fantasy kid from Plainville, he's a stud, and he's just a freshman. I was real proud of Colton with the way he battled back. He got tossed to his back. He probably was pinned early there. Fantasy just didn't get the call. But, you know, we battled back from 5-0 and took the kid into overtime and beat him into overtime. But it was a great match. It was a great match to be a part of, and it was fun. It was a good test for Colton. And Chase wrestled really, really, really well. And Caden seems to get better and better each time he steps on the mat. So real happy with those kids. I thought Dalton Coon probably had the toughest bracket there, the top three kids in the state, you know, 1, 2, and 3 right there, 3, 2, 1A. So, and those kids are, you know, the Green kid and the Cox kid are both ranked highly in the all-class rankings, and really tough for Dalton there too, but he ended up getting third out of that.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll go over what's upcoming for Redmond Wrestling here in our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
New this year at your local Landmark Implement, complete 3 winter service inspections of equal or lesser value, and the 4th inspection is free. That's right, a free service inspection. Tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, gators, and more, all are eligible for a complete service inspection. Let our trained and certified technicians take care of you and your equipment. Our inspections are not only for John Deere equipment, but for other colors as well. Contact your Landmark service manager for details. Visit us at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Nothing coming up here this week. You have a weekend off, and your next action will be with the duel against Plainville on February 10th, and then that'll be it as far as your regular season is concerned. Tell me a little bit about this little stretch here with this weekend off and just one more competition before February 17th when you go to regionals. What are your thoughts on what this part of the season will be like for your group?
Well, we're going to, you know, we'll go after it pretty hard this coming week, this week actually, in practice. And it gives us a little time off to recover through practice and be able to work on some things that I think we're lacking at, not having to worry about making weight, you know, for a tournament or for a duel or anything like that. So just a chance to sharpen up our tools and go back to work on the following week, and then we got another week off after that too. So just gives the kids a chance to rest, for Pete's sakes. You know, kids, I think that's one thing we don't do really anymore, is just give kids a chance to be kids and let them rest.
Going in, like I said, this your last tournament of the regular season was this past weekend. What does a tournament like that do? You're talking about, you know, Kuhn at 220 having like 3 of the top 6 wrestlers in the state in his weight class at one tournament. What does a tournament like that do to prepare you here for the stretch and going into regionals?
Well, you know, I believe in tough tournaments, and I believe in a tough schedule. And you know, some kids can get through that schedule unscathed, and some kids cannot. And you know, I think it just prepares you for the region and state tournaments, which, you know, those two tournaments are going to be very tough, especially if you're out here west. You know, that tournament that we go to, the region, is going to be just as every bit as tough as any of them that we've been to this year. So it just prepares our kids mentally, gives them great experience through mat time, wrestling in some of those bigger matches. You know, if you just spend your time whooping up on everybody, you know, it's not probably good enough a thing to do. But, you know, somebody once told me that if you've never been beat, you haven't been far enough away from home. So we try to schedule a tough season, and then I think the last couple years here we've taken some time off, and I think it's really helped us.
Mm-hmm. Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right.
Yep, I appreciate it, sir.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
New this year at your local Landmark Implement, complete 3 winter service inspections of equal or lesser value, and the 4th inspection is free. That's right, a free service inspection. tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, gators, and more. All are eligible for a complete service inspection. Let our trained and certified technicians take care of you and your equipment. Our inspections are not only for John Deere equipment, but for other colors as well. Contact your Landmark service manager for details. Visit us at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, joining us. Coach, here at the Warcat Invitational this weekend up in Red Cloud, Nebraska. Looks like you had four of them that went up and wrestled there, and Chance Bath came away with the first place finish championship there, winning by fall over Chandler Schoenberger Russell there in the championship match. Just overall, how do you feel about the kids' performance up in Red Cloud on Saturday?
Our kids did fairly well. I actually got to notice some improvements with some of them that have been staying inside the box, and they finally tried a few things that we've been working on, and whether they fail or don't fail, it's still good to see them trying new things and trying to improve themselves. It was again a tough little tournament, of course, and it's a very small venue. The three mats, the circles touch each other, and the walls are right next to the out of bound lines on both ends. So that makes it very, very loud. There's only one set of bleachers. It's a compact little gym. I think there were 12 teams there. Quite a bit of, they wrestle really fast up there, run through the tournament really quickly. We had some 16-man brackets, 8-man brackets, some round robins, and it's really kind of chaotic, but it's fun because the kids have to really pay attention to what's going on and be ready all the time, which is good for them to be mentally ready to go when they call your name, and sometimes you get caught. The kids aren't quite prepared to step out there, but this time they were, and they did try some new things. I was really glad to see their efforts. We only had one winner, but that's okay. It was a step up for us, and we'll do some more practicing today, and hopefully gain a little more confidence in the kids. And it was good to see the Kansas was represented by five teams, and Bloit, Russell, Belleville, Osborne, and Lincoln, and we brought a pretty good contingent up, and out of the 12 teams, and there were quite a few medalists for the state of Kansas, which I was pretty proud of. You know, Russell and Bloit, well, all four of the other teams were really strong, and it was good to see Kansas being represented like that up there. Got to see all my old friends again, and that's always a good time. I was proud of their efforts and their mindset. They seem to be pretty sharp, ready to go. So
we're talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team, here on the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for the Leopards on Katy Country 94.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, just the Phillipsburg meet coming up on Saturday. It's always a pretty good tournament and a tough tournament for your squad. There's a varsity and a JV side to it coming up on Saturday. What do you expect to see from your kids?
Well, I personally hope that they do keep improving and trying some new things and trying to make themselves better. It's really kind of hard to say because the JV side is some of the kids back there would in a smaller school would be definitely be varsity wrestlers, and they're quite good, and they just can't beat the varsity side guys. And you get over on in the main gym there, and it's when you have Hoxie and Smith Center and Bloyd and all the schools that show up there, it's a tough tournament. It gives you a pretty good idea of how the kids are going to do at regionals. It's a good barometer on what's going on, and you really don't have to say a lot to them after that. They pretty well know that they need to ratchet it up a little bit after that tournament. It is a long, grinding day. You have to leave pretty early. It's a two-hour trip for us, and you want to get there a little early so they can get warmed up, and it starts at 9, I believe it is. So we have to leave it. The boys, the bus has to leave at 6, and the coaches' meeting is at 7, so it'll be a early morning, late night for us, but that's good for them, too. They get to see a lot of wrestling and get in a lot of wrestling, and it's always a really good, well-run tournament. Enjoyed going up there. I always have been going there for years, and it's a meat grinder, as we say in the trade. But it's a fun tournament to go to, and you see some excellent wrestlers. You know, Norton Squad will be there, and each one of them have strong teams. So it's if you enjoy the sport of wrestling, it's a very good one to go take in and watch.
John Gardner, John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, we thank you for the time, and best luck to the kids down at up at Phillipsburg, I should say, this weekend.
Thank you very much, Dusty. Nice visiting with you.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feed dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.